Let us now look at some examples of simple structural metaphors. First of all, here is a portion of a session I conducted with a client talking about the effects a very powerful and destructive man had on his life.
He has to be destroying some life form. If he was to die tomorrow.
A reversal occurs in this section of soundtrack that says, "Satan, I always see his system." Listen to it very carefully. The last half of the reversal is very faint. The word Satan is a common structural metaphor that basically refers to the part of us that is extremely emotionally intense, usually in a destructive manner. The word system is a second level reversal that refers to operating patterns and modes of conduct. Thus we have a structural metaphor Satan and an operational metaphor system, cause of behavior and effect of behavior. A rough translation of this reversal would go something like this. This man is extremely intense and destructive. I can always feel his presence and see its effects on my life. Listen to the soundtrack again, forwards and immediately reversed, taking particular note of the complementarity.
And now he spends his time killing small creatures. That's his biggest joy. You know, he has to be destroying some life form. If he was to, so we think.
There was also a second reversal on that soundtrack that said, "Lick Master's lips." Lick is an operational metaphor meaning to connect or agree with. Master, in this case, shows the powerful effect of this man, and lips refers to the things he said and did. Thus, the reversal reinforces a strong impact and hold that this man had. Here is that reversal now at 3 feet. Here now is another structural metaphor that describes the dominating, conquering side of males. I'm about to play you a soundtrack where a woman is talking about a man who she supported emotionally and financially for many years. Here it is.
Why don't you like to give him that pound?
Because he's scared to death to take it, you know. I'm not responsible for you.
Yeah.
And here is that reversal at 3 separate speeds. See if you can tell what the reversal is saying. The reversal said, "Fed the great Caesar." Caesar is the structural metaphor. Fed is an operational metaphor that basically means to give support and nourishment. Listen to this soundtrack again. Notice how the reversal answers my previous question. The metaphors it uses gives an even greater impact to the depth of this lady's emotions. Here it is.
Why don't you like to give him that pound?
Because he's scared to death to take it.
Let us now look at one of the most common reverse speech metaphors, wolf. The structure metaphor wolf refers to the primordial instinctive part of self that is the hunter and protector. It is the wolf that drives and motivates us. It is the wolf that keeps us safe, and it is the wolf that can determine the course of our lives. Without a strong wolf metaphor, we are destined to always fall short of our goals and to live defeated lives. Listen to this following soundtrack where a businessman is discussing a new direction and determination in his business dealings.
Just implement the program that I've got in my mind. I mean, I can see it. I can actually see it working. You know, and all the things that I read say that it's a service that people want. You know,
the reversal reflects his determination. It says, "I've got a new wolf within me." Here it is at 3 feet.
All right, Father, name Harper, name with me. All right, Father, name Harper, name with me. All right, Father, name Harper, name with me.
And here is another soundtrack where the wolf metaphor is used.
Being that to other people, and I know as I make me happy, that love can overflow and make other people happy. And this is really a fairly new development for me.
And the speech reversal on this section says, Wolf would want a full life. Here it is at three speeds. Listen to that soundtrack again, forwards and immediately reversed. Notice the direct complementarity. She speaks forwards of personal happiness, and that happiness affecting those around her. The reversal tells us that she is well on the right track, and her unconscious mind has a great future in store for her. Here it is again.
Primarily nouns.
And behavioral.
And behavioral.
Behavioral. That's who you are, what you are.
Who you are, what you are.
And then the operational is what puts things into motion.
And what action. Is how they happen. It's
okay.
How they transpire.
See, I had reversed. I had those.
What actually happens, you can look at it as though you've got three areas of the mind, which is how Jung explains it, okay? And the deepest area of the mind, which he described as collective unconscious, is where the structure arises, okay? And my Satan wants to get angry. So right down the deep part of my psyche, the Satan metaphor kicks into place. It then moves from the deep part to the operational part of the mind, where the operational part says, okay, there's temper here, how do we put that into action? So it works out, okay, we'll throw things, or we'll hurt someone, or we'll, you know, we'll take some means to act it out. So then the structure kicks in, the behavior is determined, and then it transfers to the conscious area of the mind where it's acted out upon. So there's a definite hierarchical structure which you see, which you map out in reverse speech. In terms of the structure kicks in, then the unconscious decides the methods it will use to operate, put that structure into action, or operational metaphors, and then we'll get some examples to hopefully explain it, and then it becomes conscious. So you have three steps. The structure, the operation, and the conscious outworking of that operation. What I'm really trying to, how this eventually started was I was trying to describe three distinct different language levels I could see in reverse speech. And initially I saw just straightforward English reversals, you know, like get me a cup of coffee, I like you, I hate you, you know, I want more money, etc. Which I said initially came from the conscious area of the mind, and I called it level one, just pick the term, first level reversals. And then I saw reversals that were more action.
Okay, because what I'm saying is, so if I use, you're using Satan or Lucifer, it's going to mean the same for me as it does for you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's the universality of metaphor.
Yeah.
So I discussed that in class?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The metaphors are universal in their meaning. Of that, there's no doubt.
What does change is what is pertaining to each individual, whether you...
Oh, absolutely.
Now it's operational.
That's a very good analogy. It's not that the structural metaphor changes, it's how that is operated out.
Right.
You know, some people will operate out temper through anger, some people operate out through a devious means to self-destruct someone for revenge, you know. Someone will love in a passive manner, someone will love in an aggressive manner. It's not that the metaphor's different, it's not that the structure's different, it's the way we operate or act out. And the way we operate them out depends on what other structural metaphors we have in our psyche. Our whole personality is built up by, we have a base of thousands of metaphors, and how they all come together to work makes us who we are as a person. And by changing these metaphors, we can change us as a person too. And we become who we are through a complex series of processes that happen through oral tradition. As we grow up, we hear the metaphors of our parents and our peer groups and then our social groups, and we adopt however the brain adopts. I mean, I don't know how it writes, you know, how it writes the program.
So if you had a reversal that said ride the hawk, then the hawk would be the structure.
Ride is the operational.
Operational.
Exactly right. Serve the woman. Woman is the structure. Serve is the operation. Kill the serpent. Kill operation. Serpent structure. And you need to start thinking in these terms now when you start looking at transcripts. What is happening here? How is this playing itself out? How is this operating? And we're going to get...
And so, we have structural metaphors and operational metaphors. Structural metaphors are unique and fairly easy to recognize because they tend to use words with life and power, or pronouns. For example, wolf, goddess, Lancelot, Aladdin, magician, Isis, Odin, and so forth. Operational metaphors, on the other hand, tend to use more action words or verbs. For example, rape, surf, wind, music, kiss, force, etc. In fact, there are over 1,000 reverse speech metaphors documented so far, with more being found all the time. These are documented in an extensive reverse speech dictionary, part of which is reprinted in your manual. Take some time to glance through this dictionary. In it, you'll see possible descriptions for the metaphor. Most reverse speech metaphors have universal meanings. That is, they mean the same thing or describe the same mental function no matter who is speaking. Like forward speech language, the reverse speech meanings are constant, varying little between people of similar cultural backgrounds. The study of reverse speech metaphors is extremely complex, and time simply does not permit a detailed look at them in this tape series. Stick to the dictionary as a general guide, and I will try to give a few interpretive guidelines as this tape series continues. If you are serious in moving further with the technology, then I strongly advise you to take reverse speech training, where metaphors are covered in considerable depth. Now, I want to play for you several reversals containing metaphors. I'll play the reversal only. It will be played twice, the interpretation will be given, and then it will be played one more time. Here we go. The reversal says, serve youth, I guess. Serve is a common operational metaphor that means to help. Here is the next reversal. It is pretty faint. Reversal says, smile on the sun. Here's the next reversal. The reversal says, feel the darling goddess. Goddess is a common structural metaphor that refers to the part of us that has the ability to see the possibilities. Here it is again. Here's the next reversal. The reversal says, see the wolf fallen in the lake. Wolf is a very common structural metaphor. Here's the next reversal. It is also quite faint. Reversal says, you'll erase the sin. Erase is a common operational metaphor meaning to remove. Here's the next reversal. Reversal says, war within. War is a common structural metaphor meaning turmoil or conflict. Here's the next reversal. Reversal says, your man reveal the source. Source is an operational metaphor that basically refers to the strength we draw from other people. Here's the next reversal. Reversal says, I don't serve money. Money is an operational metaphor that refers to our personal resources. Here is another reversal. What's the clarity level on this one? That reversal said, make sweat for getting in the surf. It contains two operational metaphors. The word sweat basically refers to sexual attraction, and surf refers to life or the movement of life. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, thou would fear not. Although not strictly a metaphor, it is an example of old-style English language that can appear in reversals. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, ask within a friend your wolf. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, I love sourcing with you. It basically means I enjoy the strength and support that we give each other. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, feel some coal will get knowing. The meaning for the coal metaphor has not been precisely determined yet, but it appears to have something to do with latent talents or latent abilities. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, they will serve, roll down your surf. It is a slightly complicated metaphor, meaning they will look after you and become involved with your life. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, let me get the Rosalind. Rosalind is a complex structural metaphor. I would suggest you look in the dictionary for the meaning of this one. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, get married demon. Demon is an operational metaphor that basically means a mischievous person. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, the war was wet. War is operational for conflict. Wet is a phallic term. The reversal basically means the conflict was sexually stimulating. Here is the next reversal. This reversal says, make love with me. It is an operational metaphor. In this case, it means to connect with me. Here is the next reversal.
Poor little face.
Reversal says, poor little face. Face is a structural metaphor that refers to ourselves, who we are.
Poor little face.
Here's another reversal. This reversal says, let's see it, shit. Shit can sometimes be an operational metaphor referring to negative sexual energy. Here's another reversal. Reversal says you feed wisdom. Wisdom is a structural metaphor meaning knowledge. And this ends tape 5. You may now commence tape 6.